Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, Laura, I see you cooking. Laura, I know you're gonna hear this. We're gonna need more corrido ones. More corrido intro ones.
Like, listen, if you guys wanna buy a beat off Laura, it's at the bottom of the description. Hit the homie up. Y'all hear this.
Any beat. You can even use the beats that we use
here
on
the
podcast.
Right, he be cooking.
Buy that shit.
Yeah, yeah. It don't matter if. I said, it don't matter if you're a little bitch, won't you?
Hell yeah.
What I say, Dreams?
Say, it don't matter if. It don't matter if you're a little bitch, won't you?
Nope. It don't matter if. It don't matter if you're a little bitch, won't you?
Yeah.
As long as you got a little bit of
wampies,
yeah. As long as you got a little bit of wampies, yeah. As long as you got a little bit of chichis, yeah. Puppies and chichis, that's all we care about. Fuck a personality. Just want some ass and titties. Ass and titties. Puppies and chichis, yeah. As long as your pussy don't smell like Dreams coochie, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And my homies got fuck.
Okay, go, you good.
Yeah. And my homies got game bangs when I was gone. Now they said they got gone.
Yeah.
A real fact. And I got died. Urea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's choro.
And he almost got gonorrhea when he was younger.
And you can't beat him, join him.
I need a flute. Go.
And if
four idiots can do this on the beat, you can. And if you think you're better, then go ahead and buy the beat and do something better with it.
Link in the description below.
There's so many penis jokes.
But I'm just gonna say this: try to top that, bitch.
Yeah,
got it.
Welcome back to Maple Alley. It's your boy, and if I ain't I-T-E-D-R, even the ants, till I'm M-F-N-Z. But I'm trying to be clean this episode.
Actually, PLP is your boy, Gazelle.
Knock, knock. Who's there? It's your boy, Beto.
That's right. He's back.
He still don't have a ring camera.
Beto's back in the motherfucking building.
Feeling a little bit better now. I don't know what Nico was talking about, but
feeling
a little bit better.
He's lying on you, bro.
No, bro. People be lying on my name. You know my name, not my fucking story, bro.
You don't know my swag, not my story. You don't know what he's been through.
Trying to monetize.
You know my swag, not my story. Straight up.
So how is rehab?
It was cool, bro.
Had a set meter rehab.
What was your favorite part of rehab? Which stadium?
Probably. Yeah, you know what's crazy? I was there and everything was like Etihad Stadium, Camp Nou.
Camp Nou's right there.
All in rehab. That's crazy.
And I was like, damn, that's crazy. Everybody was so like at rehab, bro. Everybody's so lit, fucking singing. And it was crazy. Was
right. When you guys had a beignet in rehab, I was like, bro, like they're really killing it out there.
Those from Disneyland are bomb.
Yeah, beignets.
What? Beignets, yeah.
What are those?
It's when your grandpa, like, if he's hurt, like, he'll put some on his arm.
No, that's been gay.
Oh, but I've been that myself.
You know what it is?
What?
When you used to like men, but now you're like women. Oh, that's been gay.
You know what that is? What is that? That rat on FIFA that has, like, 99 dribbling? Oh, that's Ben Yedder.
I see it. You know, that's the guy. It's the guy who played Napoleon Dynamite.
Who's that?
Oh, that's John Heder.
Oh, okay, we're going with that.
One of those two.
Oh, shit. It's that shit that fucking 6ix9ine used to
Oh no, that's Treyway. Just made no sense.
It didn't, but I was gonna go like this anyway.
I was like, I was gonna say something. Oh, we haven't been in the studio in how long? 3 weeks? Like
3 weeks.
Time just flies.
Time flies. How you guys been? For real?
Not good, man.
Yeah.
Good.
It's been rough.
Yeah.
You're one of those, bro. We don't want to hear.
We don't want to hear.
Just tell us you're good.
Tell us you're good.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good.
All right, cool.
How you doing, James?
I'm not good, man. Not good. It's been pretty
bad. Hey, read the room, motherfucker. All of us are good.
Okay, okay. No, we're great. Fantastic. Yeah.
That's good to hear, bro. That's good to hear.
That's good to hear, bro. That's good to hear.
It's great being homeless.
My parents are divorced.
My mom doesn't love me.
Yeah.
I hear about it.
We're good, though. We've been good.
Chilling. Yeah, yeah, chilling, bro. It was a good time.
It's another day, yeah.
My dad thinks I'm a failure. We've been good, though. We've
been crying.
It's Johnny, what's up?
He's barely tuning in. He's late.
Bro, my fucking dogs ran away again, bro.
No really? Way. Yeah.
You're lying.
Swear to God.
You need to get rid
was
of
it. Was it another vet? No, another pound payment you have to do?
Fuck no. Thank God. We noticed right away.
I know someone who gets down with the euthanasia and shit, bro, if you need a link.
Okay.
It's called my car.
Crazy. Fuck him up with the Sentra?
Yeah, it only costs a cent.
No, I charge you a gas tank for that shit. I'm murdering a dog, bro. I feel bad, but I'm gonna make it a quick little.
Not if you go in reverse, then you don't see it. it's almost like you're seeing.
He's got a backup cam, bro. Yeah,
but I close my eyes, and then you go in reverse, and then you see it, and it looks like it already happened, and you didn't do it.
That's how I be throwing it back. I'm like, no.
Huh?
With my eyes closed in reverse. What?
That's Vin Gabe.
Oh, shit.
So how'd you find out that your dogs ran away?
It's the same way I find out all the time. I'm gonna fucking knock on my door every like early in the morning. Would you say at the crack of dawn, or would you say
Crack of dawn?
Ass crack of dawn. 7:40 in the morning.
It was like 9:45 a.m.
Oh, shit.
Damn, that's fucking early.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, the dogs ran away again. I had to fucking.
You're such an early bird.
Fucking put on my fucking Crocs really quick. Put them on sport mode.
Yeah, of course.
I feel that. Hell yeah.
And then they're literally right there in the corner. So like, oh, Lilo, come, and he fucking ran to me.
Well, I think you fixed the whole fence situation.
I did, but those like the fence is so old, bro. It's like, and then where I'm living, my girl, her parents, they rent there, so they don't own the place, you know.
Mm.
And the fucking owner of the house doesn't want to like pay up for new.
For he new probably don't even want.
Right,
that shit's
right.
Old as fuck, bro. It's like
he probably don't even want dogs there, huh? Rent like
nah. He said it's cool to have the dogs. He said just 3 max.
Yeah.
And but he doesn't want to put up a new, like, that shit's old as fuck.
Yeah, I get it.
So old. So they literally just have to press put their paw and that shit fucking falls.
It literally just falls over and shit? Oh, yeah, no, fuck that. They got to fix that then.
Yeah.
Damn.
Who's faster between you two?
Right now?
Gazelle, yeah. Sure. Fuck, no.
Bro, did you not watch the football video?
Oh, you know what's crazy? Fucking, I started exercising and running again because I was like, bro, be careful, bro, like. That's how I hurt my knee.
Yeah.
Guess what happened?
You fucked up your knee?
I fucked up my knee, bro.
I told you, bro.
I was running like 6 miles. And I fucked.
Yeah. Oh.
That's it. Wait, you just ran 6 miles, that's it?
And I fucking, I was like on my 4th mile and I was running back home already. And I was like, fuck, like I feel something, you know? I was whatever, like it's mental. Let me ignore this shit.
Yeah.
And then I was like, fuck, I really feel this shit. And I bought a knee brace and everything. That shit doesn't fucking help.
No. I'd be wearing that shit too. And I'm like, bro, that shit still hurts.
Yeah.
Lalo be running like 50 miles a day, huh?
No.
That's just funny because randomly during the pod, I'd be watching it and this movie was just like, yeah, bro. So swinging the fuck out of yourself, bro. This fool.
I mean,
I do it all the time.
Like, fuck.
I don't see you as much, maybe because you're facing this way and like, well, the camera.
I think I got it from Lalo.
I'm handsome devil. What?
Nah, I think that just happens, huh?
I pop like, all the time here.
Mexicans just have bad knees.
That's what y'all get, though. People who are never injury prone, they reach it later on.
You think so?
Yeah, well, I was always injury prone. Like, damn, bro, like, what are you going to give it up? You just fucking get hurt every time you walk
one time.
Also, Lalo was 14.
You're going to give
your career
up.
Is over.
But
it was, though.
Their first little knee, like, oh, I can't play ever again. Get back on the field, pussy.
I don't play.
Not you.
Do you guys keep up with like the new influences and shit with like Wilito and shit like that?
No.
No, I don't.
You guys know who Jose Torres is?
No.
That fucking loser.
Yeah, the guy that sings Alfombra Roja.
That fool's weird.
He made a cover.
He's weird?
Yeah.
He said?
Yeah, he's just an artist and he did like a cover on a song called Alfombra Roja. And other people were doing other covers. He's like, oh, that I did that shit. Even though it was a cover, it wasn't even his song.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to claim that song, even though he did a cover. So he's getting like pressing people about
it. He's a soldier boy. of that shit.
Yeah, those and shit.
I guess, yeah.
He's weird.
And and but people like pay attention to him, you know. And it's like he's over here trying to act all famous and shit, and like nobody like really cares. And there's this clip of this guy, this little kid that asked for his autograph, and all the comments were like, "Oh, he for sure paid him. Like no one fucking knows who he is," type shit. But just recently, you know, like streamers are always trying to like get like whoever's popping at the moment. And Wilito streams, and that fool got that fool on his stream, and they want to go play. They got their own team together.
Yeah.
And it was Wilito versus Jose Torres, and Jose Torres is like probably like in his 40s or some shit like that.
You know? Oh, he's old. I thought it was like a kid or
something.
Nah, he's old. That's why
he's old.
Weird.
He's like a, you know, like a tío, and that fool smacked Wilito. His team smacked Wilito's team like 8-2.
But was a bunch of 40-year-olds on the team? Yeah. Well, those fools are ballers. Yeah. That reminds me of like fucking, you showed up to a Sunday league game, and like it's a mixture of people, right? Mm-hmm. So you get anybody from fucking 18 to their 50s and shit.
Yeah, it's usually like that at my games.
What games?
My games.
He never had games. He's being dumb. You never played any sports.
Wait. Let us see again.
What game?
What games?
My Sunday league.
He doubles down. Nah, but yeah, like if you go to
y'all, always make me fucking feel left out, bro. Fucking all this athletic shit.
Go. Bro, you're look at you. You're peak athleticism.
Nah.
What the? What? Oh, there's only so many words.
you're right.
But Sunday league.
Yeah.
It's a fucking mixture of ages, bro. Is anybody fucking 7 years old to nah? It's like right. 18 and over, right? Something. I remember our fucking team had a fucking senior citizen, bro. And I invited Lalo. Like Lalo wasn't really like he was on the team, but he would only come here and there and shit. And
I worked at Amazon at the time, right? I got off at 5 a.m.
Yeah, that's why. So you were tired, and we would play fucking early as shit. Lalo would be like, 7, 9 a.m. He's like, I can't pull up. So there's days that Lalo could pull up. So
I stayed up for 2 hours, like the 8 a.m. games.
Yeah.
So I would do the overtime till 6 a.m. So I would just have to drive home and get my stuff, and I'll get to the game at 8. That's the games I made. I was like, that way, before I'm going to knock out anyways, I'll just go play.
And you're still tired as fuck, huh?
Tired as fuck.
Who was making bank back then? I remember. Yeah, nobody could tell you shit.
Nobody could tell me shit, bro.
I was working OT on the OT.
Anyways.
But yeah, this food, every now and again, Lalo would be able to go. And the guy who coached the team was, bro, I promise you, was like in his 60s.
Late.
Damn.
Not early.
And like, I don't know if you've ever seen a 60-year-old run who's not like really that athletic. Have you ever seen one?
Yeah.
Okay, that's exactly how he ran. If anything, worse. And bro, I remember one time fucking Lalo was playing and this motherfucker asked for the sub. And he was the coach, right? You couldn't tell him shit. He was the coach of the team. And he fucking, we were, I don't even know if we were up.
We're down.
I think it was like a competitive game.
We're down 3-2.
Yeah. And this fool goes, árbitro cambio. Subs out Lalo, bro, and he goes in, bro.
No,
he puts himself in, bro.
That fool was way more effective.
No, fuck no, bro.
He was a better player.
I played in the midfield. Bro, like, you need to be up and down. You know?
No fucking way.
He put himself right down the middle. Every other play just went down right.
Yeah, but he's down to track back.
No, bro.
No,
and
fuck no.
I promise you, bro. Look, I'm going to do a little demonstration. I'm not even kidding you.
Sorry.
Sorry.
For all the listeners. He's barely moving.
No, slow down.
I'd be like, bitch, if you don't get your...
You'd pass him the ball and he'd look... Oh, sorry. You'd pass him the ball and he'd look down at it like this.
Like... That one looks like Pete Carroll.
Who?
Needless to say, we were last in the league, bro. But, dude, I remember that shit was the fucking... The straw that broke the camel's back for Lalo.
Bro, I was so patient with that fucking team.
Hot, bro. How you quit a team you barely even go to?
Yeah, bro. Like at the end of the
game, I earned it.
Nah,
I earned my spot. It was
bullshit. We were all pissed, bro. We were literally all pissed. Like, bro, why the fuck would you do that?
Because I was workhorsing. I wasn't up top. I was workhorsing. I was like CDM, just tracking back. Like, because it was a tight game, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna lay back because I think we believe we have Borrego, and so he's playing more camish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he already.
Yeah, you couldn't ask Borrego to drop to save his.
So
life.
I was like, I'll just do the grunt work. I just run around and track these dudes down, so like they don't have no time on the ball. But like, so like when he coming in, like that's what you're doing, bro. You're not gonna stay up there with Borrego, and like you're not gonna tell this fool to drop back either.
Yeah.
And so it's like. When it went to shit, we ended up losing the game. That's why it was hot.
No, it's just Lalo got the shit in the stick because he could barely go. So, you know, it's like that in every team and shit. When you can barely, like, show up, it's always like, this fool's never here anyways. Who gives a fuck? Just sub him out. You know, you're always on the bench
yeah.
and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that fool had the audacity to bench him. I was like, damn, that's crazy.
And his other homie tried to tell me some shit. I was younger than him, but he was still just as old, probably in his early 40s. He tried to tell me some shit, put his hands on me, and then Gazelle jumped in. He's like, don't put my hands on my homie.
How do you try to put your hands?
Like, he tried to put his hands on me because I was
like, telling him. Like trying to fight you or like,
yeah.
Or like trying to sun you? Like.
No, was trying to sun me, but like.
Oh, that annoying motherfucker. I remember.
Remember him? Like, he. Because the game ended and I was like, bro, you can't. How do you want to win this league if you're just going to play your friends that aren't running anymore and then you sub yourself in for someone younger that's doing the brunt work? I was like, I'm not saying I'm going to go score all your goals. I was like, but I'm doing the running that no one else is doing, you know? And then I was like, if you're gonna win the league, you gotta take your friends out. Cause I was like, I know you get drunk with all these fools over here. Cause they did all the time. Yeah. I was like, I know these are all your fucking friends. And then that guy's like, hey, don't be pointing me out. Tú no sabes. He's like, no, I stay. And then he's like, no, cause he started calling out everybody. Cause Carlos was there too that day, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, este güey, I forget his name. I won't even say it, even if I remember. But he's like, este güey tiene más técnica que todos ustedes, which is a fucking lie, bro. Which is it was fucking like it was so like. Blasphemous. And I fucking laughed in his face. So when I laughed in his face, he's like, este vez tiene más técnica que todos estos morros aquí. We're referring to all my homies and shit. And I was like, Pah! Like, no, like, he does it. He does it. He sucks. He does it. You gotta take him out and you should have put yourself in for him or take him out and put me in there too. Cause I would have helped it. I would did a lot more than what he was doing. And then he kind of got it. Like, he started grabbing me. He's like, hey, man, like, I'm gonna sun you, but I'm not gonna like. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna be. Hey, what the fuck? Like how a young guy do?
Yeah.
So he'll grab your shoulder and like in a forceful way.
Hey.
Like hey. Like when you're talking to because I was talking to
your chamaco type.
Yeah.
To your kid.
And then I remember just looking at like him put his hand on my shoulder, and then by the time I couldn't even say anything, Gazelle was like next to me, and Gazelle like had grabbed his shoulder. He's like, hey, don't. He's not touching you. Why are you touching him?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because I'm not a fighter. Because I don't be putting my hands on people.
You're a lover.
Exactly.
And then Lalo fucking decked him.
nah.
He fucked him
life
up.
Life alert.
Nah. Like yeah. And then because
put that old man did on that, a stretcher.
Because I did it.
Put him in a coffin.
He pushed him like, hey, don't be putting your hands on. Like no, he's not putting his hands on you.
Also, my homie was better than those fools, bro.
When are old people just gonna die, bro?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Sick
bro.
Of these old people.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying.
Just hanging on to try to be like young and part of society, like no, take your old ass to the back of the house and just fucking sit there and die already, bro.
By the way, just to finish that story up, at the end when everything got hot and we all walked away from each other and stuff, I ended up going back to that coach and I was like, I understand this is your team. I'm sorry I talked to you some certain way because I was brought up with respect and stuff. I was like, but you gotta understand too, like in my position, like
your time is over, old man.
You're a pussy, bro. You should fucking stood on business.
Cracked a 60 plus year old.
I was like, he'd be
dead the next day.
I appreciate you letting me be here, but I was like, this is like my last time I'm gonna be here. I was like, because this is like. I was like, I got off of work just to come here because you guys called me because you were down players.
Yeah.
He was the only sub. The only sub that was going to come in was him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember that.
It was so frustrating, bro.
So it's like, and he doesn't even play. So the fact that he's like, we're down 3-2, it's a tight game. I need to go in there.
I need to carry it.
And I was just like, bro, like, I'm not going to come anymore. I was like, but thank you for letting me.
Go have a heart attack.
Just because I'm not an asshole. It was just like at that heat of the moment, I was like, bro, are you fucking joking? Take your homie out that's been doing fuck all the whole game.
Or don't come in.
Yeah.
Please, for the love of God.
I had something similar where I got in a fight with one of my coaches.
You're too. Fucking pussy,
what
bro.
What the fuck?
And I got pissed and I told this fool off, right? And because that fool was like not putting me in, I was like, what the fuck? Like, dude, like, come on, like, I can do way better.
I'm a beast.
And then you woke up.
And he benched me. And like I said, I'm not a confrontational person. So this is like one of my first confrontational things. So I was all fucking nervous and scared to confront him and shit.
Yeah.
Like you in the beginning of the pod?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly like that. And so I'm telling him shit. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm leaving. He's like, all right. Give me back my uniform. I was like, take off my shirt and my shorts. I'm fucking naked, bro. I don't have more clothes.
You did that?
I had extra shorts, so luckily I had extra shorts and I put on extra shorts, but I walked out shirtless.
You're like you're at the beach.
And I drove home shirtless, all pissed. And this was made it to the final.
Is it better without?
I was like, fuck, bro.
This one had leather seats too, so he couldn't even put his back on. Fuck.
I felt so.
You just hear him adjusting, like.
I felt so stupid, bro. I was like, fuck, bro. I was like, what a fucking asshole. You really made me fucking take off my uniform, dick.
Hey, you stood on business, though. I did it. I went back and apologized to an old man.
That happened to me one time. I was in Delhi.
Shut the fuck up.
Let him.
Go ahead.
Come on, man.
Go ahead. Wow.
That's it.
Tell us your story about something.
What happened?
No, tell us.
Oh, this one time, this old guy, right? Yeah. He just getting mad press, bro. And literally at the end of the game, bro, yeah. I was doing good. I was in midfield, bro. Yeah. And he subbed me out, dog. Ah. No, bro. And then he tried to put his hand on my shoulder. I said, get the fuck off me, old ass motherfucker. You know? Because I ain't no bitch. You know me? I stand on business.
That's right.
I told him, I just got off work, bro. And I come over here. And like, I brought up with respect, bro. So, so I was like, hey, yo, fuck you, bro. But anyway.
Respectfully.
Yeah,
what
bro.
Wasn't even the team.
So we just exchanging, huh?
What was the name of the team?
It was called Gran Malo FC.
Yeah, they were good, bro.
Yeah, we were great, bro.
Oh, shit.
You guys were called Solid Scorpions. Team.
We were down 3-2. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's a good story, man.
Yeah, thank you, man.
I went to the LAFC game with my girl.
No, me too.
How was that?
That's crazy.
It was the first time I was there. It was cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It was tight. I never been to that stadium.
Yeah, me either. But it was fun, though.
The BMO.
BMO. Have you been there?
No.
It's sick, bro. It's really sick. Everything looks close, though. Like, we were, like, up there, too. Next to Sting, but like it looked cool.
Was it packed out?
Yeah, it was. I think it was almost sold out.
Who they play?
That's crazy.
The Seattle Sounders.
They're good. Are they still good though?
They're not. Nah.
Oh, because I know they were good for a fucking while.
They won like back to back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what's crazy? He went and I was like, but the next day Inter Miami played against LA Galaxy in LA.
Oh, that's true.
Why didn't you go to that one instead?
Because my sister went to that one.
Your sister went?
Michelle, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but she has the season ticket shit. Yeah, because I heard those tickets were stupid expensive. Yeah.
They weren't too bad, bro, honestly.
You saw them? I just heard. I don't know.
It was like 600 for two people.
Oh, no mind.
Nosebleeds, but dude, that's come expensive on to watch the GOAT, bro.
I've already seen him, bro.
That's crazy how.
Okay, yeah.
Watch a hat trick at Camp Nou.
Yeah, okay, let me.
Right?
Dude, 600.
Dreams, didn't you also?
600 to watch the GOAT, bro.
Yeah, I did, bro. And I went this past time, but I couldn't tell him because of the insurance company. They said that I can't tell nobody that I went to.
Oh, yeah. Rehab.
Yeah, so it was fun, though. We practiced my British accent. It was cool. It was a good time. But it's crazy that like LAFC kind of just took over as the LA team now. Like,
kind of.
Nobody gives a fuck about the Galaxy no more, bro.
As long as you would be surprised with people who do.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
But I am.
Not me, though.
LAFC, though.
I'm with you. Fuck Galaxy.
Also we're kind of close. Hey, talking to a guy that's going to take us on the field. So, LAFC, we love you.
You're a Galaxy fan now, Beto?
No, but
freaky
Galaxy. If you know you want to get us some free tickets,
I like when they brought players.
Oh no, yeah, fags. I love the Galaxy.
But like I was saying, I'm in contact with a guy from LAFC who's gonna try to get us on the field.
Fuck Galaxy.
Remember when they brought?
We switch up quick.
Remember when Galaxy brought Zlatan and Efu scored like a fucking goal from half field on his first fucking day?
Yeah,
he scored two.
Yeah, he scored a
break. It was like they're the both duel, banger. Right? Bella versus Zlatan and shit.
Yeah, LA Traffico.
Yeah, what? And Gio was over there, no? Or was it?
No, Gio was in America.
It was other than Santos.
He went to a Wars team. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, bro, but I played with him, and it was just amazing seeing that guy, like, how tall he is, like in real life.
That guy needs to start taking shit serious.
He really did, though, because there wasn't that kind of discipline in the locker room. But once I got there and we were able to kind of work things out in their lanes of communication for us to move forward, I felt like we really connected.
But anyways.
And then after Lalo went to the game, he pulled up to bowling because Dream.
I got recognized at LA. That's why I brought the story up.
Just
talk about myself.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, shout out to homie Caesar.
Shout out Caesar,
the little homie. He's like, yo, are you Lalo from Punta Espira? I was like, yeah. He's all like, I swear to God, this is exactly what he did. He's like,
stop lying.
This is exactly what he did. I'm your biggest night in this. but he did.
He was like, I'm from IE and friends.
That's stupid. No, he's like, he's like, oh shit. Like, I dead ass listen to your guys' podcast all the time. You guys are all funny as fuck.
Oh, hell yeah. Shout out
Caesar. How old was he?
He's a youngster.
What did he say about me?
Oh, he said that. What were you saying?
Would you say he's a little Caesar?
Hey, little Caesar right now?
Yeah. Oh, you hungry?
Yeah, you're cooking.
A Chick-fil-A sandwich right now?
This motherfucker.
In-N-Out burger right now?
Fuck me up.
Mm-hmm. Some Nobu.
So that shit was tight. It was like that was the first time.
Hey, bowling was fun.
Because I don't really be doing shit.
Shout out to the girl at In-N-Out who called us TikTokers too.
Oh, TikTokers.
She's like, aren't you guys TikTokers? I was like, yeah.
I'm like, get into you. Yeah, bro, duh. Yeah. Don't we look the part?
You guys were at In-N-Out?
I don't know why she asked that. We're at the window with the phones up against it.
Yeah.
I love In-N-Out.
Yeah, we were there. It was sick. But yeah, and then afterwards, I went to the bowling.
And I found out Lalo was a fucking LAFC the, one of the best bowlers of all time.
It's whatever it is, what it is, bro. Never was.
Just started hitting strikes out of nowhere.
Malik too.
Yeah.
Well, but Malik's good. Dude, I was like, Malik, why are you so good at bowling? He's like, bro, ain't shit to do with Michigan, but fuck and play and bowl.
That's true.
And smoke a bowl.
You know what they say? Like I told you guys earlier, that they say like you're either good at bowling or you're good at eating pussy.
Never.
And I'm good at both, motherfucker.
You can eat it good?
Yeah, you want to call my girl?
Tell us.
Let me call my girl.
Go ahead.
Oh,
let's hear it. Yeah. Let's all call my girl.
Let's call her.
Let's all call her.
Hey, is Lalo good at eating pussy? I don't think it's that hard. How do fools fuck that up?
I don't know.
And some people just are really just about the too much tongue. Like
motherfuckers just put tongue.
How can you be too much tongue when you're
because you gotta make out with the pussy. You can't just fucking.
And you're making out.
Make
with the,
out.
You gotta make out with the clit. You can't make out with the fuck. Yeah, some people make out with the hole.
Yeah, but when that shit's farting back at me, bro, that shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like you wanna throw? Huh? Yeah, yeah.
And you gotta lick the balls.
What the balls? Yeah.
Just me.
Just you.
No, that's facts. That's
not fun. Like that.
Yeah.
Not like that. But yeah. Hey, so we went bowling. That shit was sick, bro.
It was fun.
Johnny's Chingonos. By the way, if you guys wondering how his diet's going, Johnny's Chingonos, like.
Oh, I know.
Those pizzas. Dude,
by the way, Johnny, that pizza.
A pizza
was
and a half. Bro.
Ass, bro.
He's not gonna listen to this because he doesn't like watching it, but yeah.
Maybe now. Nah, even less, huh?
Not even less. What the fuck? I'm not on there.
Nah, that food ordered a pizza. He ordered two, huh? Oh, they fucked up.
He was the first one, though.
They fucked up. What a coincidence. They never fuck up for me, bro. Bro,
he was the funny thing about it was he was trying to be sneaky about ordering a fucking pizza, bro, to the table. So he ordered a pizza, and then he went to the bar to go get a drink. And then it was like, my girl, you guys, they're all sitting at the table. They're like,
the pizza's
oh,
getting,
so,
right?
He's like, oh, we have his pizza. Did anybody order a pizza? And we're like, no, what the fuck? And so we're like, no, no. And he's and the guy's like, are you sure? Like, I could have swore it was this number. And he was like, no, it wasn't here. We send it back, bro. Johnny comes back and we're like, bro, someone, did you order a pizza? And he was like, yeah. We're like, what the fuck? Why didn't you tell us? And he was like, well, it's because I don't want everybody to know. And I'm like, it's a pizza. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You didn't order chicken nuggets
up in the restroom? What the
bro, fuck? And then we tell this with like, hey, he's like, oh, well, fuck, you better go tell them because we sent it back. He gets all pressed. He's like, you sent it back? What the fuck?
Fucking asshole.
Like, what the fuck? Like, you first of all, you didn't tell us. Second of all, why are you trying to be sneaky with a whole ass pizza, bro? Like, they're not going to dump off a whole pan right in front of us.
I think he just wanted to surprise everybody. I don't think it was like that. I mean, he meant it like that. But also, I don't know.
So he told the bowling alley, like, hey, they sent back my pizza. So the guy came back with the pizza. I guess there was a miscommunication back there and they made an extra pizza and they brought it to us. Ooh, but luckily when they the got move. There we had already killed the fucking pizza.
That's
so
the
drunk.
Move.
I was drunk as fuck. I
had pizza. That shit was not good, by the way. Huh? It was then the again pizza? It's a bowling alley.
The pizza?
Yeah, it wasn't good, bro.
No, see,
you don't remember good. Motherfucker, it was just
I killed like
you didn't get, that shit it tasted like the cardboard that it came in, swear to God. I don't know how it came in cardboard, I'm just assuming.
How's cowboy taste?
And then Johnny was like, it's good, huh, bro? And I'm like, yeah, bro, it's just fire, dog.
It was fire, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit up.
Nah, but I was a fucking beast at bowling.
It is what it is. Never was.
You're hitting turkeys or what?
Yeah. Come on, come on. But no, it was. No, it was cool.
Johnny was ass, bro.
Yeah, Johnny was cheeks. Let's just say who was cheeks. Let's just say what it is. Gazelle kept throwing the ball halfway down the lane.
Yeah.
That fool was he was doing jump shots from the bar. Just.
Because I would run past that line.
No, I was asked before I got pisto too.
He kept running past the line. I was like, why the fuck are you running past the line?
Was
I? He gets slippery. Yeah, he gets slippery past the line. That's why he kept falling.
I'm him, bro.
Yeah. I wasn't pisto.
Nah, right, the ones that were good were Lalo. Well, Malik was probably number one.
Malik was number one.
And then it was probably Lalo. Nico. No, low-key Michael was up there too. Because he carried. Our team was ass. No, Nico kept fucking up. He's good, but he kept fucking up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's probably between Lalo. I don't know what you guys' points were, but it was between Lalo and Michael, and then it was probably Dreams. Everybody else was ass.
It was fun though.
Oh no, Celeste hit a few strikes.
Oh yeah, Celeste. Doing
Celeste was good, surprisingly.
Yeah,
like, I didn't think like, but she's like smooth, like she just fucking all graceful and shit, and fucking score like a strike or fucking less, a little bit less. All
right,
like just miss it by 2 points.
Out of the whole game, who wouldn't you pick no more, and why?
My girl.
That was your first pick. That was your first pick.
Yeah, I know. And I just saw the competitive edge leave from. I think she needs to be competing against me to bring out the best of her.
She goes bonkers.
Yeah, because when she's with me, like, I don't think she just doesn't have what it takes, bro. What can I say?
That's fair.
That's fair.
Who do you think you are? I am, yeah, bro. Exactly. Dead ass. We were making those people that were next to us laugh, though.
Yeah, they were there.
I think we were pissing laughing, them off a little bit, though, no?
Not me, no. Not I don't me. I was laughing with them the whole time.
Yeah.
Wait, the first group? Because I know another group came in after.
I don't remember.
It was probably the second one.
I think the first group, we kind of pissed them off.
That's why they left.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah, because we kept fucking up. But we were pissed, so what do you want us to do? Like, we kept going, like, walking into their side.
It's
yeah.
also...
Not while they were bowling, but, like...
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you would, like, go into their side and
shit. Well, it's etiquette. Like, if they're going... With me and you, me and the homies, we don't give a fuck to my right, so because you guys were in the right lane to us.
Yeah.
So the people to the left, if they're bowlers, like there's etiquette to it. Like, but they didn't look like they were bowlers. So like if they're setting up to set,
they look like
you don't go.
Boring ass group of people. Yeah. Bro.
You don't go. Like if someone's setting up to go, you don't go and do your turn. You wait for them, and then they do their turn.
Fuck
and they
walk that. Back, I'm and hitting. Then you go.
That's just the etiquette. Like yeah. I learned that for just when people were like.
If they're
lining up, don't do it. I don't know, bitch. I'm not gonna piss people off.
I'll walk in front of their fucking lane. They ain't gonna do shit, bro.
And when you're good like me, bro, you kind of have to be under because you gotta curve the ball, you know. So you have to be stand on the side, on like almost their side of the lane. Yeah. And you gotta fucking curve and that shit fucking, you know, strike.
Yeah. You're on Lalo's level then.
I'm trying to practice that shit though.
We might go after this.
Top golf.
Just the four of us and shit.
Just the four of us. We gotta go practice for the next one.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Hell yeah,
that's fun. Bowling is a lot more fun than I remember it was.
Bowling is fun when you don't take the motherfucker that's good at bowling. Or anything else, right?
Yeah.
Like, same thing with the top guy. Like, if you take motherfuckers...
Not me. I was heartbroken after that.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, it's fun with everyone when everyone sucks equally.
Oh, yeah.
But when you take the one motherfucker who's just good at... is in a bowling league or like or golfs
has like a strap around their pinky and shit. Yeah,
like, for what, bro? Like, yeah. All right. Like, we're all competing for second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no one has a chance.
Yeah,
I think we were all evenly at.
It's the same thing with karaoke. Like when you go with motherfuckers who are really good at singing, it's fucking annoying, bro. Yeah,
that's your sister, yeah. bro.
Think oh, my sister. But that's like, I have no choice but to like try to make the crowd laugh, bro. Like yeah. that's all I got.
So dog. What's the deal?
I just go up and start doing dream set.
Yeah.
I'm like, I walked into the kitchen. I'm like, who the fuck is this homeless guy, bro?
Don't take my best joke, bitch. Great, now I gotta fucking make it a clip.
Buy some new one.
Damn. Bitch.
Hell yeah.
That was
no, but go. You know, one thing that was interesting to me was that, like, that group that I'm talking about, probably the first one to the right of us, shout out them. Hopefully none of them listen. But, like, they look boring, bro. And our group was so fun, like, just us fucking yelling and fucking around and laughing and fucking beastle, just having a good ass time. Everybody just vibing. And then, like, I look over at theirs and it's like, That's another thing. I was like, I don't know if they were mad at us or were they were just a boring group next to like a fun group. And I'm like, damn, like sometimes that exists in the world, you know, like people go out.
To suck.
Don't be mad because
they're just boring.
Yeah.
You know,
I can't fake humble because you're insecure, bro.
I was about to say that. Like don't be mad because you're thunder and we're lightning, bro. Mm-hmm. Like we just show up.
Thunder.
Bow.
Yeah.
Also,
they could have just been a sober group, and then I'm over here just in my head.
You got just curvy like that.
You guys were all fucked up.
Dead ass, bro. That's how it sounded, bro.
We were probably annoying.
You guys
were
bowling on their lane. They're like, oh my fucking.
Yeah.
I was probably pissed off through like the first like six holes.
I was probably pissed off through everything.
Or whatever that shit's called.
No, I got there. And the first, we're at the bar. Dreams was at the bar area, and Dreams goes, let's get fucked up. And I was like, let's do it.
Beast, though. And that's why I just showed up too. Wow. That's what happens when you show up.
You think you'll ever give it up?
The beast or yeah, bowling?
The beast though.
Yeah, I think bowling's gonna go.
Bowling.
Yeah, I think my girl gotta go, bro.
Oh, your high girl. Key.
That's the only thing stopping me from living my best life.
Yeah, don't go out and be fucking boring though. Like, have you seen the fucking...
But what if they're just boring, though, you know?
That's their fucking fault.
They need a friend. They need a fun friend in the group.
I'm not even boring to, like, grocery shop with.
But you know, yeah, facts. Me neither, by the way. Yeah. Because I don't go. No, I'm just kidding. But that vibe just reminded me of Squidward looking outside at fucking Patrick and SpongeBob having a fucking blast.
Yeah.
He's just there miserable in his little room.
Yeah.
With the clarinet.
Yeah, and they're just, like, out there just fucking having fun. I was like, that's what they reminded me of.
You know that episode where SpongeBob and Patrick are in that box and there's an avalanche?
Oh yeah.
That shit's fucking jokes. The Squidward believes it.
Yeah. They're going through war.
Yeah. Ah!
That was a funny episode, dude.
That's just sick.
Yeah. I remember I actually wrote that episode. All right, for fuck. What do you want me to do? There's no Johnny, I have to carry.
Oh shit! How you doing, Beto?
Pretty good, bro.
Yeah,
chilling.
You happy to be out of rehab?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I missed it. It felt weird. Like POP was just missing something without me, you know.
And yeah,
like,
fact.
Did you and your girl break up?
No.
Damn.
That's tough.
How did you feel watching the episode though?
It was different. It was like weird. Like
I didn't watch any yet.
Nah, it was like I was a viewer again.
That's usually you know how we feel about fans.
But then it was like
coming back on.
The fuck.
Nah, but it was like I was a viewer again. It was like but obviously knowing more. You get what I'm saying? It was like because obviously I remember what it was like before I joined the podcast.
Yeah.
So it was like that, but it was like. Because when before I was on the podcast, it was always like, you see this space. You get what I'm saying? You see it, just what's on camera.
Yeah.
And you kind of just like wonder like what it looks like.
The garage?
Yeah, the garage.
Studio.
Studio A, by the way.
The lawnmower is right there.
You just like think about a bunch of shit like, oh, like when.
The lawnmower 5.0.
when
mask away, they got to pay us, huh?
Yeah, they have to fucking pay us.
Like when we cut to break, it was always like, oh, what are they doing when they go on break?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, you guys cut to break. I was like, oh, they're going to go take a piss.
They're
you
fucking
know
each other.
You know what I'm saying? So it was just, but it was like I was a viewer again, but like with more of the knowledge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was cool. It was fun. It, yeah. Also, that was another thing where it's like, I didn't know what was going to be said on the pod. So,
I
was watching it for the first time. So it was like, it was funny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was funny again. Not that, because it's also like, now when I'm on the pod and I go and listen, it's funny, but it's like, I already know what's going to be said.
Yeah.
You know what
for
I'm saying?
Sure.
Compared to when it's like you don't know, it's like oh shit, like I'm laughing with you guys all over again.
You're actually listening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fucking. I sometimes I feel like that when you get too pissed here and shit, and then you listen to it back, you're like, oh shit, I listened to some funny shit. Yo,
I really drove.
I really Ubered all the way.
No way.
Oh, shit.
They caught me cheating. What?
Stupid.
I'm kidding. Speaking of which, we haven't done this in a while, but. It's time for the holla. Cause they'll cue the music.
Is that the music?
Oh, no, I don't know. That's the wrong one. You singing a Michael Jackson song?
Yeah.
This first holla comes from.
Sometimes the beat comes in crazy.
My heart is my shit. I'm a carrier. I ring like this.
You know who's a beatboxer right now?
You know what that song reminds me of?
No.
What?
What time I went on this trip?
What else?
To Mexico with my tia.
What else?
What else?
And we got fish tacos like on the border.
Ew. What else?
Fucking old guy saw me out, bro, and I fucking dicked that motherfucker.
Bro, you just got off work. Yeah, this first holla comes from Luis Perez.
Luis Perez.
He said, for bookkeeping and tax services, make sure you call / text Luis at 714-310-4471. That's at 714-310-4471 for GC bookkeeping. Damn.
Perrito, do my taxes, fool.
That's fast, bro. Did you guys owe? No. Well, I didn't have to because of Luis Perez, bro.
That's right.
He wrote me off. And now the IRS is looking for me, but it's all right, bro. Can't catch what's not there. I'm homeless. Haha.
Go get your fucking taxes done in the what area Luis didn't save?
714.
714.
Where's that at?
That might be Norco, Anaheim.
Yeah? If you live in that area, go with the homie Luis. Get your taxes, cuz.
Get your taxes.
Especially, nah, low key, whoever got like 18 kids been done them shits, huh?
Right away the first day.
You motherfuckers couldn't even wait to get that check.
Yeah. But thank you guys for submitting your hollas. Make sure if you guys want to send any more.
Holla.
The link is always down there in the description. It's in 10 words or less.
All right, y'all. We interrupt this episode to bring you our brand new sponsor,
SeatGeek.
And today's video is sponsored by SeatGeek, like we all just fucking
Let's
said.
Let's go. SeatGeek.
Thank you,
I'm SeatGeek. Very excited about this partnership.
Hell yeah. Too. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is
No way!
is the number one ticketing app.
there are more than 70,000 events every single day.
No! 70,000?
Including concerts, sports, festivals, and more.
What?
Lalo just went to a game.
Yeah, I literally just went to a game. Shout out to fucking SeatGeek. We use the code
P-L-P.
And you got $20 off our first order.
That's a steal!
It is a steal.
That's a steal!
They fucking make it easy for you. They put all the tickets across the web in one place to make sure you are getting a good deal. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 through 10. So look for the green dots.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Green means good, red means bad.
Duh.
That's true.
Every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps.
That's
fire. Guaranteed?
It's guaranteed.
With swaps?
Yep. And you know we came through for y'all. Use the code
PLP
for $20 off the ticket.
$20?
That's $20 off your first purchase with a promo code
PLP
at SeatGeek. And we want to thank you, SeatGeek.
Thank you, SeatGeek.
We're excited about this partnership, and thank you guys for sponsoring the episode.
Yes, sir.
Now let's get back to the episode, right?
Yeah. All right, guys, welcome back to the Tuesday and Thursday story. You guys already know how this works.
Yeah,
you guys ask us a question, we answer it. This first question comes in and says, what's the next step for PLP? Prayer hands. She also said, also dreams, you look like your microwave is dirty, lol.
You're fucking funny.
So what's next for PLP, and why is my microwave dirty?
But
that's none of your fucking business.
Well, look, dude, does anybody actually have their microwave clean? Then the answer is no. Okay,
I do. Surprisingly,
let's get to the fucking bottom of this.
Yeah,
if you have a clean microwave, you don't fucking put shit in your microwave. That's what's going on.
Damn. Yeah.
Okay,
your butthole's probably dirty as hell.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I'm just making speculations, but yeah.
Every time you put something in the microwave, shit just starts popping, pop, 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 pop.
Exactly. And if it's not popping, then you're not cooking.
And if it's not popping, it's not good.
Yeah. And if it's not good, then you ain't hood. What?
And if you ain't hood,
like you should,
then you ain't the mood.
What? Yeah.
Mood.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you did good.
I don't know. My mom tells me to put a bag over everything I heat up in the microwave, so I have to do that. So, you know what? Whatever. Judgmental as bitch.
You ever put a cup of water in there with your stuff so that way, like for pizza?
Or for rice, too.
Yeah, and then you air fry that bitch afterwards.
Huh?
Well, not the rice, but like a pizza.
The water?
But you get it crispy at the bottom, but you don't put the... All right, whatever. What's next for PLP?
At least it moist.
Did you guys actually see that? There's a guy that was streaming, and you know how like back then Omegle, where you could chat with like other people.
Yeah, and just had their dick out.
It was a similar app, right? And he got these two fans. He was like, "Oh, like you guys are fans. Oh, can you guys do something for me? Put two eggs in the microwave. Like two eggs. Like yeah, like cook. I'm like no, like just like that.
Yeah.
And they put a minute, and that shit explodes in their microwave.
For real?
It makes a huge ass mess in their microwave.
Wait, let's try it.
And he was just laughing at the, like he did that to his fans. I thought it was so funny. The
fuck. I remember someone had did like a video, and they did this really intricate video where it's like they put a piece of aluminum foil and they rolled it in a ball and they threw it in the microwave, and then when they took it out, it was like all smooth, like it looked like a marble or something, bro. And then some girl had stitched it, and she's like, "I did that shit, bro." Whole fucking microwave was like burnt the fuck out, bro. That shit was fucked up, bro. Rocket model, bro.
That's funny as fuck.
But what's the next step for PLP? I think that's what they want to know.
There's no next step. This is as far as we've gone,
and this is the farthest we're gonna go.
And we just got to accept it.
Yeah.
Now, realistically, we got a bunch of Patreon. Patreon episode.
Yeah, Patreon's coming soon.
Patreon's actually coming soon.
Beto's
been cooking. He has, how many do you have now? Episodes?
Together? I have two episodes.
So we have two episodes. It's like when we're meeting the guests behind the scenes when we're like, we're ordering cuts and stuff like that.
But that's the second tier. You're going to have to buy the second tier for that one.
Yeah.
Damn.
and then we're all going to do, like challenge videos for that too. So we're going to be working on that.
Challenge eat my ass.
Who's up first? Me.
Yeah. we wanna do a live show too. Where we record in the studio, there's a right next door. There's a the same guy. He has a fucking in the same. It's literally in the same building.
100,000 seats.
But right next door.
So buy them quick because they're gonna sell.
You may have heard of it.
The BMO.
You may have heard of it. It's called the Toyota Arena.
Yeah. So something like but right next door, yeah, he has like a he's building a set so it can be live shows there, and it's like a, I think it's like a 50 or 60 seater or whatever.
No, I think it's 100 seater, no?
Or 100 maybe seater. So like, if you guys would be interested in that, let us know too, because
so muchacho, get your wallet ready. Should that
buys out the whole thing?
It's just him.
Yeah.
So yeah, like that's something we do have planned, and
tickets $100.
The parking lot's right across the street too.
Yeah,
but it's very convenient for everything too. Because we wouldn't want to put you somewhere where you're like parking like blocks
in away. A very prime location too.
And there's a very lovely sign when you're driving there.
There really is.
Yeah, we can go
it's
get
called it. The Hollywood sign,
and it's a. Crazy ass Kobe. We're rich like that, too.
Bro. Come on.
But yeah, that's for the. I mean, for the most part, that's it. I mean,
what about merch? Maybe.
Yeah. We are working on merch again. We are on some designs and stuff. So
yeah,
stay tuned for that. Yeah, I want some sweaters.
And we know we still owe you some of you motherfuckers.
Yeah,
we haven't forgot about that shit.
Yeah.
And we're working on a PO box too.
Oh yeah. That should be good, because we've been getting asked for that.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, working with more people, trying to be more. In the space, you guys gotta remember too. Like, three of us work graveyard shift now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so you're outnumbered, bro.
So Gazelle works. He still works in the morning now.
Working stupid hours.
So, yeah, he works all day. Actually, no, he works all day. So it's like, yeah, like we get invited to a lot of things where potentially we can meet a lot of like and do nice networking because we're not assholes. Again, people want you to work with everybody, but some people once you work with everybody, you know, like some people are fucking assholes and they're not worth working with. Maybe for that day, and he's like, I would never work with you again. But I don't think none of us give off that fucking energy. No. So it's like, I know that we would do great in those things, but we all work, you know? And people are like, yeah, we'll just sacrifice.
It's hard to do the influencer thing when you're still doing the real person thing.
Yeah. So it's very kind of.
Yeah, it's hard to go to work when everybody's asking for your autograph and shit. Like,
yeah, I feel it. Yeah.
It's hard to go to work when you're not supposed to be there because they put a restraining order on you.
That's facts.
Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah, but I'm excited to do more shit. Just working with different people, it's fun. I always like bringing on guests. My favorite episodes are just the homies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But when you can like meet somebody who you like respect and admire in the space, it's cool. It's cool to talk to them.
Who's your favorite guest?
Just while you think about it, I was just gonna add to what you were saying, just because sometimes too off the air, they'll spit some game to you. You know, like some real game about the how shit's moving. Like a lot of the people that you look up to, like you realize how cool they are because what they tell you behind the scenes, like, well, we try to get on this and that. Like, and that's what's cool about like that shit. Cause we won't go asking for like, hey, what's the secret? But like, they'll tell you because they see the potential in what this is, you know, and like how serious we take it and all that shit. So it's always cool. Like when you get like the big people like complimenting you, like, and telling you, and I'll keep going, or like, you know, like just the advice, obviously, that I'm gonna just keep to ourselves
because
they obviously didn't stay on the podcast, said to us, but shout out to like, you know, the good people like fucking Ken
Flores,
Ken Flores, Alfred, even Rizzo was telling us some shit too. So we went out to eat with him too. So
barbecue right now,
but shit like that.
That's always cool.
Some strip
a burger right now. Beast right now.
The library right now.
Oh yeah, but I'll ask you a question.
I don't know. I like everybody.
Nah, name a few. Say your top three.
My favorite.
And then like the worst ones you hated the worst on top three.
The ones I hated the worst.
Just kidding.
I don't think. Oh, yeah, there's.
There's a couple.
There's a few. Nah, I would never say the people who.
Say his name and bleep it, bro.
Nah.
Or her.
Nah.
We've only had like two girls on the podcast. The last in time of mommy.
Shout out.
Is that it? Oh, and our girls and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, those are the worst episodes.
Yeah. No. Nah, I like them all.
What would you say top three is? Not no order, just top three.
Alfred.
Alfred the first time or the second time?
The first time.
Alfred and then Alfred.
When we were nervous to like have him.
The first
time. I think the second time.
That was my first episode ever.
It was fun. The second time was fun as fuck. Oh, that was your first episode?
Yeah. Almost a year ago.
I was nervous to receive
that's
him.
When I did the strut walk, no? But like that, we were comfortable already by then.
That's why I like that one.
Yeah. I like the first, like, I like the nerves of like meeting somebody who you're like, oh shit, you know?
Yeah.
It's always fun.
A Toast to Life.
I like the.
Toast to Life. It was cool.
That one That one went bonky wonkies. Yeah. It was like one of the first episodes that ever went a little bonkies.
Yeah.
Obviously, I like when the homie Davey first came on. Like his stories were fucking hilarious.
That was fun too.
That's the homie.
But Michelle. All of them, dude. It's just meeting new people is always fun and shit. Whenever you like, people reciprocate the energy that you're trying to like
put out.
Yeah, it's always cool.
Yeah.
Oh, like Seth. Like Seth had no business trying to come on a podcast. Like I don't think he's ever even done one since.
Shout out Scott.
That no, was fucking sick. Even like Omar Rodriguez, like that motherfucker was. He's talented as shit. He's still doing his thing. I don't know. It's just like all the guests. I'll be real.
Yeah, they're all cool as fuck.
Yeah. If you were to do an outdoor survival camp, how would you all do, and what skills do you think you would be good at? I guess they didn't really finish it, so it kind of cut off. But I'm guessing they're trying to say, like, what skills do you bring to the table?
I don't bring any skills. I'll keep it a stack. I might collect fire.
I'm a hunter, bro.
To go camping and shit?
Yeah. Like, I'm a hunter, bro. Like, I would come back with at least 6 penguins. And we're, like, in the middle of Joshua Big Tree. Bear and shit. We're in Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree in the desert?
Yeah.
Two emperor penguins?
Yeah, and I'm just good at it, bro. Like, I've always been my whole life.
I don't know. I'd probably be good at dictating shit. Like,
yeah.
Not doing anything.
I'm not going out there.
You'd probably be good at bringing a fucking Wi-Fi and like a...
an AC.
He brought a charger. Yeah. A battery. Like a car battery.
I'm down.
You could drive us there.
I could probably set up the tents. You know, that's a skill I want to pick up. Like fucking cooking shit. Like actually cooking shit.
Like on the stove?
I'm not a cook, bro.
Like a big boy?
I thought you were gonna say
I want to be a big boy. I want to be a man.
No. Why do you think our microwaves are dirty?
That's true.
Like if you were able to just fucking, I don't know, just whip some shit up.
I think I'm pretty good at starting a fire. I've always been pretty good at that. I've set a few fires.
Arsonist?
Yeah.
If I was able to take my girl, she'd be good at fucking starting arguments.
You're not even in this chair. That was good.
That's right.
That was good. That was good. I like that.
Drew starts a fire. Yeah. Bree starts another fire.
Yeah. A wildfire.
And my girl will be serving those drinks like crazy.
Yeah. We got a mixologist and shit camping.
Hey.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know.
Yo, where's the place we could take a mixologist and it would be like...
Church.
It'd be like... Yeah, that's probably a place you wouldn't want to take a mixologist, huh?
Mixologist.
Oh, it'd make go right through.
You mean bartender?
Yeah, but you know, some of them like to call themselves some fancy words and shit.
All right, bro.
A mixologist does all the tricks for
you. It's like a janitor is a sanitation, what?
There's a fucking
engineer?
That's different. It's a little different.
Sanitation engineer?
Yeah.
How is that different?
It's not.
Sanitation engineer?
Because they are engineers.
You ever been on a flour machine?
Figure eights,
Dude,
you ever work heavy machinery?
Yeah,
they're different.
Yeah,
there's a difference between like a lot of shit, like
That stupid shit, esthetician or whatever, bro. Like
esthetician?
Yeah, that's what they are.
That's adding asses.
Esthetician, bro. Come on, bro. You're putting eyelashes on. You're a technician. Relax. Shut up, bitch. Shut up, bitch.
Why are you mad about that?
I don't know. I just always been because they try to pretend. They try to put big boy titles on. Fucking little ass rinky dink fucking job. Like you're not a fucking car wash technician. No, you wash cars, bro.
He's a detailer.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's my thing. I'm a detailer. You're not. You wash cars, bro.
It would be like,
and that's fine. But just say you wash cars.
But like, you do more than wash cars. You detail the car and stuff.
You're washing the car, bro.
What about the inside? I think if you
washing the inside of the car.
When you go through the car washer, it washes your car. The car washer, you don't open the windows. That motherfucking has
okay, cool. I'm not a driver. I'm a fucking race car driver. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
The same thing. You're trying to put a big boy title on it.
You're tripping.
Nah.
Look at me coming to the aid of those fucking who can't.
Nah, stupid. It's like if you put those little glue. You guys remember those little glue glow in the dark stars that you put on the ceiling?
Hell yeah!
And you just called yourself a fucking astronomer. It's not the fucking same thing.
I never said I'm an astronomer. I just said it looks sick.
Sorry, an astronomical detailer. Shut the fuck up.
Yo, those stickers were cool. The little stars, but I always had popcorn ceilings, so like can never fucking put them.
They would just fall off.
The first day, yeah. They turned the fan on.
I had some on the popcorn ceiling.
You did? How you do it?
They were already there when I moved
super
in.
Super glued and shit.
You didn't do it, bitch.
Like nail gun to the ceiling.
I was
thumbtacks and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick.
How would you spend $1 million in cash?
Easy.
Bitches.
On the studio.
On red.
On pistol.
On red.
On red.
$1 million parlay, homies.
$1 million parlay.
I got the over on Renfro.
Fucking 15 leg, bro.
The over on
15 leg. I'm in.
Over on Tyler Higbee. Parlay,
bro, I like to play with fire, yeah, baby.
I have Higbee for over 100.
100 yards?
I have, yeah, Derrick Henry under 50 yards. I'm about to go big.
Christian McCaffrey doesn't play a minute. Mill right there, baby.
All right. This one's a good one, I think. How can I make my man propose already? We watch out every Wednesday.
Don't worry about it. You're not,
that's
worth
cute.
It.
Oh,
shit. Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Nah,
how can
you make him propose already?
How long they been together, you said?
Eat his ass.
They didn't say how long they were together.
Leave details. Fine.
How can I make my man propose already? We watch out every Wednesday.
That's cute. Y'all. That's dope.
Here's a kiss for y'all.
Give him
for both of y'all.
Give him an ultimatum.
You just fuck his homie and then... You tell him and he's like, no, what could I have done better? You're like, you could have made.
Here's the
me.
Thing, look, you're gonna could've. Say you're gonna say I'm fucking watching out for the homie because guy power, but is that a thing, by the way?
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
yeah.
Guy power.
It's just called being gay.
But look, no. The dude, I know him, like I feel this energy, like he's planning your wedding right now.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, like you cannot like put like a time limit on something so special like your guys' wedding.
You can.
So it's gonna take a while. You know, it might take 6 months, it might take a week, it might take 15 more years. Yeah, but you have to be patient. But I know he's planning it right now, just know that.
Yeah. And when a guy picks you out of all the litter,
yeah.
That's how you break it down.
When he picks the run of the litter.
where is there to go but up?
Yeah.
You should that's be worried nice. About you. You know what? Fuck that. You ask him to marry you.
Yeah.
Oh, Lalo, not spinning.
Take initiative, girl.
How would you guys feel?
Hold on.
You guys' girls propose to you.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for asking the question.
I would babe, do it in
don't
a heartbeat.
Fucking do that shit. I already told you.
How would you guys feel?
I hate it.
That's so
I'm probably cracking in the dome.
How would you feel if your girl gathered up all your homies? And you walk in, and all your homies are there, and she kneels down in one knee.
I start crying.
Nah, I'll be mad at my fucking homies.
You're like this?
I'll be mad at my fucking homies.
I'm mad.
You ugly cry?
Bro. You faint?
If my girl did that, and she just like got, like how you said it, all of my homies and my family and friends, and I just walk in, bro, and she's like, will you marry me? I'd be like, oh my God, no.
I'm telling you, bro, I'll be so fucking mad at y'all, because... All of you guys obviously know.
Yeah.
But why would we tell you, bro? Would you be mad at you? Would you be mad at, yeah?
I would tell the I'm fuck like, for out
your,
you.
Your girl's trying to propose, bro.
Yeah, your girl's trying to propose.
You got to put us off to this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to break up with her.
That ass, you'd tell.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Boy trip.
Yeah. I know none of my homies want to get proposed
to. Yeah.
It's still fresh, bro. Like, everybody chill the fuck out.
I would want to.
What's wrong with that? Just said you did it.
You don't want
to. Well, that's for the joke.
Dreams, you're tragedy.
That's for the joke.
What's wrong with your guys? What guys, girls proposing?
It's about our insecure masculinity. If it really boils down to.
Yeah, I couldn't pull the trigger on it, but you beat me, or you beat me to it.
Now it's just tradition for you to do it to her. You know, it's like. Because if that were the case, women would just be proposing every day of all time. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
Like, girls from the fucking second they're born, bro, it's like they're putting that propaganda in their face, like Cinderella movies, Disney, and all that shit. It's like, oh, I don't know. Like, girls are just more romantic in general.
Yeah.
So they romanticize the idea of, like, their wedding one day. We didn't do that shit as kids.
Maybe if you're worth it.
There's a few kids that maybe did that shit.
Yeah, but.
So
but
that's if you're what I'm saying. Like, girls, if you grow up like that, you're going to grow up and be like, you know, like you would just these bitches would just be getting, would just be proposing all the damn time.
Yeah,
but I mean,
but if you're fat and ugly,
oh, go ahead.
You don't deserve to get it. You don't deserve love. You deserve a bacon Western cheeseburger.
I should have went.
You fat.
I should have went.
And honestly, I feel like I'd rather get that.
Yeah, but at least it comes with fries.
Go ahead, Alan.
Okay. I should have went.
Yeah, that's all
I had cook. I let my boy cook a little bit.
Proceed. Proceed.
He doesn't believe the bullshit he spills, bro, because he laughs at his.
I know. We know.
Yeah, I know, but it's funny.
Yeah, but that's not gonna be in the clip.
Yeah.
What true. Clip?
Oh, that's true. That's
true. Hey, I'm safe for another year.
Hug as hell. What were you gonna say?
Oh, but when a guy does choose you and like he's faithful to you, I'm not speaking about the guy who has you as a girl.
It makes you a pick me.
No, has you as a girl and then just fucks everybody else. And then you know that he's fucking everybody else, but he's still with him. I'm not referring to those guys before, like, oh, he's going to propose it. Like, nah, like, you're just stupid because you're still there. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that's the truth. But if a guy's working every single day, working towards his goals, and then like, you're his girl, and then he makes time for you at the end of the day, and just fucking genuinely loves you,
yeah,
he's going to fucking propose to you eventually. Yeah. Especially if he believes in it, too, because there's also that conversation where, like, some guys, I would say me, too, when I was younger, I didn't believe in marriage and shit. But, like, if the guy believes in marriage, like, you're going to be straight. He's going to propose to you eventually. Oh, yeah. Just let him get his money up. Because also, he's not going to give you no rinky-dink-ass fucking $500 ring. I'll be happy with that. Yeah, that's cool. But guess what? After a couple months, and then all your other homegirls get married, and they got bigger rings, it's like, damn.
10 bands.
I should have fucking waited. I could have racked up a little more until I saved up for some good shit for you. Because you deserve the good shit.
What's the most you spent on an engagement ring?
We're gonna say that right now.
I'm not gonna fucking
like our girls that. Don't fucking listen to this shit.
How? What's the most you would spend?
My girl doesn't want me to spend a lot. Like it just depends in the sense of like past like 10K.
I think the rule is
that's fucking a lot, bro.
I saw some reason. I was like, that'd be tight to get you for like because but I forget that you have to add on to it. Mm-hmm. When you marry, like, right, the band, you have to
buy the band.
Yeah, and you buy more to it.
But the band could be cheap.
Oh, I don't know shit about it because I haven't looked it up clearly.
It's about the engagement ring.
But, like, yeah, like, I know. My main attraction. That's just going to be.
Dude, it's funny because this conversation came up with UU and Pat's once. And I think I told him, I was like, UU, like, what's the most you spend, right? And he was, I think something reasonable. No, like, what's the least you spend or something like that? I forget the question. But it was something reasonable, right? Like, the least he would spend would be, like, $3,000 or $4,000, right? That's the lead.
Yeah, it's fair.
And then past one, he's like, oh, bro, what the fuck? I was thinking like $1,000.
Yeah.
He's like, Pass, you cheap motherfucker. Yeah. That's like a check, bro. Yeah. I think the rule is, though, like a good rule of thumb I've heard like other girls say. By the way, the girls probably made this rule.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's supposed to be like
3 months.
3 months salary or some shit like that.
Yeah. What the fuck, yeah. bro? I'm not getting married anytime soon.
My girl wants me to drive by AGs.
But if you're like Johnny and those 3 months you're chilling, bro. Well,
imagine
and
that.
$1,500 on a ring is crazy.
Imagine spending 3 months salary on a ring and she works at Applebee's, bro. What the fuck?
And that shit goes down the sink when she's washing the Applebee's dishes.
With her work husband and her
arms around her like this. But yeah, like if you're worth it, he gonna just wait. Like it's gonna be fine. Like what's the rush?
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna get so you want him to get it right away, and then like you're gonna be a fiance for fucking 4 years.
Yeah,
like, you don't want that shit, right?
Well, single ladies, duh.
But he doesn't have $3,000 to spend on a ring, bro. But he has $3,000 to throw on Prize Picks on a fucking parlay.
That's facts. That's important, bro. Ba-da-ba-da-ba. We're talking about important shit, though.
But yes, like just give it time. When a guy knows, he knows. To be honest,
yeah, I love.
Also, he tells you.
It's the reality of shit.
Let's not fucking act like, I know we don't tell each other this shit, but like let's not act like we don't tell our bitches like, oh yeah, you're gonna be my bitch.
What?
You're gonna be my wife.
You're gonna be my forever bitch.
I try to make it cool for the homies, but
I do tell her that.
That's what I'm saying. We all tell them.
Imagine behind closed doors. Yeah,
but like, I'm saying
you know you're gonna be my uckum schmuckum buckum.
But you know,
we do.
But I've told. But I think we've all told each other.
Yeah. But like,
I know other friends.
Whenever your homies like, all right, dog. I'm not gonna cheat no more, bro. Like she's the one. That's usually when you know and shit.
Yeah. Also, if you're out there being a hoe and shit too, like that, don't be expecting no fucking ring.
Yeah, that's puta.
Hey, if you're out there being a hoe and shit, like what the fuck? When you gonna tie?
That's
me
fucking
down? Like,
facts,
being
bro.
Being a fucking hoe.
But also, what if homegirl who wrote in is like mid-30s and her man's been?
I'm not even talking to her. I'm just talking about bitches.
Been with her for fucking I don't know 18 years or some shit.
Well, then maybe that's a conversation to be had.
You've only been with your girl, 9 years?
Barely as fresh.
Getting to know each other.
I guess you have to know if he has, like, commitment issues. That's one thing. You have to know, like, there's people that may love you, but they're just too scared to make committed choices.
Some people are just not in the financial situation of be proposing yet. You know what I'm saying?
And that too, you know? And also, if you guys are living together and doing a bunch of married shit together, then low-key, in his head, like, you guys are married. Like, I don't know. I'll be honest, bro. I never understood, like, what it, like, getting like a ring and having a wedding is all this bullshit.
It's not for you though.
At the end of the day, exactly though, like I want shit for me.
It's not for you.
He wasn't even going there until he said that shit.
I want that shit for me.
He wasn't even going there until he said that shit.
I know, but look, being a grown up.
No, don't come in and now you're gonna be in the clip. You won't be the hero. Fuck you, bro.
What clip?
Hey, he's so sensible.
No,
bro, you be pissing me off in imaginary clips, bro. I don't know if you know this.
Dreams.
Where you been?
I didn't mean to piss you off in your imaginary. He's a
No, it's cool.
That's on me, bro. And I gotta be better.
Yeah, you do, bro. Take some fucking accountability.
Okay, you were saying though, I cut you off. My fault. Go ahead.
It just look. I don't know. This whole shit is a scam, bro. Getting married is a scam, bro. It's really just you guys are together. If you guys union yourself if you guys are religious in the eyes of the Lord, then you guys are married, brother. There's no one can take that away from you. All this other shit, it's material. Mm-hmm. All this other stuff that you want, a wedding, all that stuff is material. But if you unionize yourself, like within the eyes of the Lord, if you're religious mm-hmm. or whatever practice that you practice or through the state,
yeah,
then you're married, man. Like what else matters? Mm-hmm. The wedding dress that you're not gonna wear in 20 years,
that's not gonna fit you the next day,
and your daughter's not gonna want it because that's not in fashion now.
Yeah,
you know, like or the pictures of people at the wedding that. Honestly, you probably don't even know half of them anymore because most of them came to party. They didn't really care about your wedding. Like, we're talking about all these materialized items, but nothing to do. This isn't what your marriage is supposed to be based on. It's supposed to be the foundation of your guys' love.
But it's what Gazelle was saying earlier. It's just they since the moment they're born, that's what they fantasize about.
Yeah.
Well, fantasize about this dick then, bitch.
Hell yeah.
We should put that in Disney movies. No, can I go real quick?
Go ahead, yeah.
And because I don't want to... be the sensible one. I'm not the sensible
nah,
one.
Nah, fuck you, bro. I'm just be saying the fucking sensible shit, bro, and I hate it.
Fuck them. Nah, I'm kidding. No, I was gonna say, there are some women out there that don't want all that. Like, they don't want the fucking extravagant wedding. They don't want all the people, all the attendees. They don't want fucking this wedding dress. They don't want that shit. They just want to know that it's in the books and shit that me and you are a thing. And then I guess it's like in writing. That's all they want. But there are some women, the majority of women, who do want the extravagant wedding, who want their family to see, their friends and family to see them in a fucking, in a wedding dress walking down the aisle. Like, the whole tradition of it, like, they just fantasize about that. And I think as a man growing up, you do realize that, like, oh, this shit isn't about me. Like, it is... about them. Like, I want to do this for them. I want to give them a nice wedding, you know? Like, I think that's what growing up is. Like, you love this person enough to be like, oh, I want to make you that princess for that day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but then you get you also get the perks. The perks of that
you is like... beat her later.
No. Jesus Christ. The perks of that...
she finally lets you put it in her ass.
Yeah.
No, she'll probably obviously give you responsibilities. At least I would hope, you know? At least for me, it's like... I'll volunteer for whatever I want to volunteer with, like, or whatever I can help with during our wedding, because it is our wedding. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, yeah, do whatever. Like, you got the vision for it because you've been... I'm envisioning, like, that you envisioned it your whole life. Like, you have the image that you want in your head, exactly how you want it.
Yeah.
But whatever I can help with, like, if I have connects, whatever, I'll help, whatever. But at the end of the day, like, I get to call you my wife every time I say something about you. And that's fucking, that means a lot, bro. Like, yeah. Say that to, like, it's not no longer your girl. It's not longer your fiance. You get to say, like, that's my wife. And like, that's, like, your person, you know? Like, at least for someone like me, like, that shit, like, it means something, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you're my fucking wife. Like, this is my wife. Like, hey, that's...
well, it should mean something to everyone. You know?
Well, I don't give a... some people, doesn't matter. Just shut the fuck up. Here's a ring.
And go ahead,
man. I don't give a fuck, bro.
That's like, right.
That they get a fucking wedding. What the fuck do we get?
Facts.
A bachelor party?
What? They're going to fucking cook and clean and do laundry? They're supposed to do that shit anyway. Right.
And they don't even do that.
You were just saying he was the villain.
Oh, yeah.
He was being the villain. You just, like, can't help yourself.
How does this happen? Sorry.
Sorry, mama.
Sorry, mama. You want a wedding, but I ain't going to give you one.
All right, go again. Go again.
By the way, Beto's doing a bit. Or was he? Who knows, man? You guess you'll never know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, oh, yeah, but for the shoddy who wrote in, I guess it just depends on the age range you're at. Like, obviously, if you're a little bit older and you've been with your man for a minute, like, I'm saying 30s and shit, I guess, yeah, you'd probably feel like, why the fuck hasn't this fool done it, you know? If you're in your mid-20s, you know why he hasn't done it, and he's like not in the right place financially. Like, come on, put one and two together, baby. And also, like,
I was gonna add to that too. Yeah,
I feel like a relationship, you talk about that shit, like, hey bitch, you know we can't do this right now, you know, like, we could barely fucking pay the damn electricity bill or whatever. Also, and then if you're in your fucking, which I feel is really popular, like in their early 20s, it's like really popular in like fucking in the South for some reason and shit. Like a lot of people just, or like in the Midwest, people just get fucking married quick, bro. Like straight out of high school.
6 months knowing each other.
Yeah, it's a little nuts. I'm just like, holy shit. And then like usually those couples don't last. Mm-hmm. Like
I don't really know yourself.
Yeah. Like you, there's so much you need to find out about one another. And yeah, I like if you're that young and you're seeing your friends get married already, like chill out. You're like you're gonna be okay. You don't need to get married yet. You're way too young.
Yeah, yeah. I think the biggest thing is definitely the financial situation, because girls were always gonna say, well, who cares, right? Like, I'll fucking live in a garage with you. Dang, but do you really want to live in a garage? You know, like, it's the thought of it sounds, the thought of it sounds cool for like for like a little bit, you know. Like, oh, who cares, we don't need no money, it sounds all fucking
our romantic. Love is bigger than that.
Romantic and shit, until you guys fucking pop out a baby in that garage, and then that fucking
slips on an oil stain and it dies. Right.
God damn. ChatGPT.
Yeah. Or it becomes an athlete because the oil stain kind of, you know, like, chaps his coordination.
And then you, both of you guys are having a rough day, and that little fucking shit is fucking crying and fucking making shit worse. And it's like, and then you don't have fucking enough money for the bills. And you're still living in your parents' garage and shit.
And then,
like,
guess what finally happens? She snapped at you and called you a fucking cheap fuck and all that. And all that started because you listened to her in the first place and got in debt. And did the wedding and got popped off, and then you're like, all right, well, you said our love was stronger, right? Mm-hmm. But all that shit gets thrown right back in your fucking face.
You broke motherfucker.
You can't even maintain this. And yeah, it may come out of anger place and shit, but like that's something that you were holding into.
You ain't shit. You ain't a man.
You can't maintain other people. Because you see the other shit, other people who already went through this shit and are like, aren't good hands, aren't a good fucking.
Or act like they are.
Yeah, or act like.
Also, like, why can't you just tell him? Like, you know what? Like, why can't you just tell him, like, also, hey, like, I want to be married, like, and ask him, like, hey, well, what's stopping us from getting married? Like, what really is the situation? If it's something you could deal with, then just, you know, let him know that that's on your mind and wrap it up, you know?
You're a fucking asswipe, bitch. I tried to make that smooth because I knew you panned to that camera.
Yeah, but... I mean, just
I do want to make this a clip now. Just
why can't you just ask him though, and just be like transparent, like, this is what I want, and I need to know what's going on in your head about this, because I need to know, and it I need that comfort, like, where this is going, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But I think with that, I think we're gonna end this episode. I want to give a shout out to all my friends, family. SeatGeek for sponsoring the episode. All the future guests that we have on, we got some bangers coming up for you guys. We're excited about it. Shout out my girl, my family, my friends. And I'm going to pass it on to Beto with his shout outs.
Mm-hmm. Shout out my girl. Shout out everybody asking when I'm going to come back on. I'm back on, motherfuckers.
Let's go.
Shout out.
You said that like motherfuckers are hating on you.
Shout out to my fucking doctor. My shoulder's feeling a lot better.
He did a good job, bro.
And just go.
That new arm looks crazy, bro. What they do with AI and robots now?
Robo Beto.
Yeah.
But
Roberto.
Shout out the cast and shout out Johnny. Fucking stay on your grind, bro.
Get
on your fucking grind, motherfucker. Yeah, stay on your grind,
Johnny. I mean Johnny. Is that it?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. On my end, shout out. The usual, man. Everybody who tunes in week in, whoever fucking drops a comment on the YouTube, man, we appreciate y'all. We see a lot of the same people in there. We love you guys. Thank you for guys for always interacting with the content. I want to say shout out to all the recent guests, the guests that are gonna be coming on, and the guests that we've had that we already have in the bank. There's some dope episodes coming out for y'all. And I want to say not excuse us. We just had a. I don't have to say sorry, but I'm just gonna say like. This episode is a little bit more mellow. It's fucking raining outside. It's pouring crazy. It's just a little bit more chill vibe. We haven't been in the fucking studio for 3 weeks, like Lalo said. And Beto just got back. So, you know, we're just readjusting to things.
We also talked a shitload.
Also, sorry. I forgot to shout somebody out. Shout out all the fucking chismosos, bro. When you said it on the podcast, you're like, oh, if you follow him on social media, then he's know what he's up to. Pa, pa, pa. pop, pop, all these fucking follow requests.
These motherfuckers.
Yeah, the cheese also, huh?
That's all you gotta do now, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys should go see what I posted on my story, dude. I'm kidding. No, but that's it. That's it on my end. Oh, and follow. Before we get out of here, let the people know how to use SeatGeek one last time.
Yeah, just fucking use SeatGeek. It's $20 off your first order. Yeah. So
no way.
You're good, bro. So if you're gonna go to any event, whatever concerts that you heard the fucking ad, make an account for SeatGeek and it's $20 off. Fuck it, it's using the code POP, obviously. So it's like
just for the first purchase.
For your first purchase only. So yeah, if you're gonna go to an event, please use the code. It helps us. It helps us when contract negotiations come up again. They'll be like, how many people use your code? And they'll see like, oh, you know, your fans actually use it. Helps us negotiate more better deals so we can make more money, so we can try to make this a full-time thing. That's why it's good to have partners like right now. So it's like, if you're gonna go to an event and you're already gonna spend money, just go use SeatGeek, please. It helps us out a lot. It, again, it's your first order, so
and get money off.
Yeah, and shit. Get money off. Might as fucking well, you know. Yeah.
And if you already have an account, make a new one.
If you already have an account and you have another email, use the other email. Use the
can we say that?
And you guys are fucking welcome.
Use fraud.
And it is what it is. You guys got it.
They keep making new emails.
Yeah. Just keep.
There's actually a website that generates a brand new email every single time.
I don't know if we can say that.
Yeah, I don't know about all that shit. But yeah, then I got
they revoke our shit.
And if you get a VPN, you can do it from different countries.
some like, but. Yeah, no, if you do have, if you haven't fucking purchased it, because other people have fucking business accounts and business, whatever, different emails. Like, if you haven't used it to fucking sign up for SeatGeek, sign it.
Get your money off, baby.
And fucking use our code, help your boys.
P-O-P.
We'll really appreciate it. Thank you to anybody who's going to do that, because I know there's a lot of fucking fans of sports fans out there that are going to use it. I know you guys probably use other apps and shit, but just if you guys could for this time, use this for the boys, we really fucking appreciate it. Thank you very much. It's very appreciated.
Now Dodger tickets are only going to be $7,980.
Yeah, well, you gotta pay for my boy. Yeah, shout out to my fucking family, shout out to everybody, shout out to the homie Caesar again. Said what's up. That's the homie. And
girl,
shout out to my girl.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro. Shout out to my girl. With that, we out. Peace.
Ladies.